Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you from all of us at Sports Radio 610. In for In the Loop, here's Luke Morrow and Chris Partee.
Happy to be in for the guys here on In the Loop on Memorial Day. Appreciate you hanging with us. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. Hopefully you're having a great holiday. And remember the reason for the holiday. I think all holidays have kind of lost their meaning. Like Halloween wasn't originally about candy. Christmas wasn't originally about the gifts. Memorial Day wasn't originally about just not working and being able just to like not, have a cookout.
Just laying around eating food all day.
Yeah, I think we always kind of forget what the real, like, what the holiday was originally intended for. But I also do love presents and candy, so I'm guilty, too, when it comes to Halloween and Christmas. And Thanksgiving's not necessarily just about, like, the Cowboys, Lions, and turkey. But that's what it's become.
It is not.
So, same idea today. Enjoy the day off. Have the cookout. Appreciate you hanging with us. But, of course, we always we remember the reason for the holiday as well. And we're very thankful for those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
Got to.
713-572-4610 to text the show. You could also get in touch with us through the YouTube stream. And then I have to shout out the Twitch. Twitch is always just the Twitch chat over there is just always
on fire.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, it's just always so ridiculous. But shout out to you guys as well. Appreciate you hanging with us here.
We
on
love you
day.
Too, Twitch.
Of course. Don't discriminate.
Of course not.
We'll get back to the Astros coming up a little bit later on. Because this was a big weekend series against the Mariners. Yesterday was a big-time win. Hopefully it gets Christian Walker going, and if that happens, then you really get that. You could get that lineup going, especially once you get Yordan back in, as I've been saying.
Whenever that happens.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what's today? May 26th?
Yeah.
Over, under, while we're on the subject.
Yeah, let's do it.
Over, under, let's say June 15th. Is he back in the lineup before or after June 15th for the first time? So about another, 3 weeks?
Yeah. God. I'm going to say he's back. I'm going to say he's
back. I hope so.
I think we're just hoping that, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt this time. I'm going to say he's back. Now, I'll probably be wrong, but I'm going to say he's back. Like 3 weeks, three and a half weeks? Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a short term when they put him on the IL. You know, I thought it'd be the normal 10 days. He comes back when he's eligible. That's kind of how they sold it, too. And now it's already been a month.
Yeah.
So who knows how long this is going to linger. But, yeah, they need him back. They need Christian Walker to get going. Altuve to get going again. He had a good weekend. So, you know, hopefully what we saw over the weekend helps right the ship. The starting pitchers that were filling the holes, filling those voids did pretty well. So hopefully that continues.
I mean, they're getting by right now. I don't think you can put it as anything other than they're getting by. Right? That's what they're doing. That's what the Astros are doing right now. They're getting by. Now, the weekend series, great. We went 3 out of 4, but just overall, in totality, they're getting by right now.
Yeah, that's funny because on the YouTube chat, Graymantle said earlier, the Astros have nobody slugging over 500, nobody with an on-base percentage over 400, nobody with more than 10 stolen bases. How are they over 500? And it's a good question, but I kind of mentioned this earlier in the crosstalk, but when you look around the AL specifically, most teams are kind of around 500. So even though it seems like the Astros are playing that middling baseball, They also have like the fifth best run differential in the AL. Like, this is just kind of the AL right now. It is what it is.
It's weird. It's one of those things that you can't really wrap your head around it. Because, like you said, like, no one's slugging over 500. Like, just all these different metrics that we can go to that would say this team is probably struggling. But you look at them, they're 28 and 25. They're right there in the mix for the division. And obviously right there in the mix in the AL in general. Because, like you said, everyone else is kind of just hovering around 500.
Yeah.
For the most part.
By the way, because of the Twitch shout out, now they're all saying this is their favorite 610 show now. So
we'll take it.
That's right.
Yes.
They said this is a great show. They know how to take jokes on Twitch. Yeah, it's been.
We love y'all, Twitch.
Entertaining,
it's all good, man.
To see the life. Yeah. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
You can't. You just can't.
Appreciate you hanging out. We'll get back to the Astros, like I said, but let's talk a little Texans. And I know this is probably a few weeks late, but I still feel like it could be a useful exercise. When the schedule came out, as you said, you and Sean Bajani, who we'll link up with here a little bit later on. You said you guys went through the schedule, you know, game by game, kind of did the win-loss thing.
Yep.
So, again, this is probably better served for when that schedule first comes out. But, nonetheless, OTAs this week. We're getting excited for football. We still have months to get ready for week one.
We're building up right now.
That's right.
Building up to it.
When you look at the Texans schedule, I want to play a little game, a little activity here on a holiday.
We love games around here.
Let's categorize some of these games for the Texans on their schedule. Which game should be the gimmies? Where you got to win these games. You were talking about this earlier with the Astros.
Yeah.
Like, you got it. There's certain games on the schedule that you just got to take care of. And then which games are the ones where you give the Texans pretty much no chance to win? And then which games are kind of those toss-ups that could actually decide the season, those coin flip games that, hey, if they win the majority of these, they're going to have a really good year. If they lose the majority of these, it could be a tough year. So let's do that. We'll go category by category. But when you look at the Texans' schedule for this upcoming year, what would you say are the gimme games? What would you say are those? Nothing's easy in the NFL, but the games that should kind of be those easier wins for the Texans this season.
Well, I guess you got to, even though a lot of people feel like the division has improved, and some have even said that the division may be catching up to the Texans, I still don't buy it. I got to see it first. I don't think the Texans will sweep the division. But you got to win at least four of those games. And I think they could go 5-1 in this division. I do. Mm-hmm. Even with questions along the offensive line, I feel like the defense is good enough. And I feel like offensively, if they can just keep CJ somewhat protected, you know what I mean? Got the running game, got receivers out there, especially Nico Collins, who's a beast. I mean, he's just, you know, he's really, to me, really broke out last season. So I look at the division first. But then if I go outside the division, you got the Raiders late in the year. You got to win that game.
100%.
No way you can lose that game to the Raiders.
You got them at home.
And you got them at home. You got to beat the Raiders. I would even say Arizona, also at home. Again, not going to be easy, but I think that's a game that you have to win. Now, a lot of people think the Arizona is going to be a lot better than they were last year, previous year. But I think if you're the Texans, that's a game you should win. Now, it may be close, but you should be able to pull that game out, to me.
I'm pretty much on the same page with you. I would say all the division games at home, right, at minimum. You got to beat the Jags, Colts, Titans in your building.
You should.
If you slip up and you lose to one, maybe even two, I'll take a 4-2 division. I know a lot of people probably be upset with that. You go 4-2 in the division, that's still satisfactory for me.
Yeah.
But the losses have to be on the road. You lose in Jacksonville, you lose in, okay, whatever. You got to win at home. The Raiders is the only one to me outside of the division that is a gimme. Like, if you lose that game, and maybe the Raiders end up being a lot better by December than we believe. I don't think so.
I'm not buying it.
Me either.
I'm not buying it.
If you lose at home to the Raiders, that feels like a really bad loss late in the season.
Yes.
Cardinals, I was on the fence.
Okay.
I don't know if they're in that same terror. That, you're probably right. That is a game at home. Texans should certainly win. I'm sure they'll be favored. I just don't put the Cardinals in the same camp as the Raiders, the Titans,
yeah,
the Colts in your building, the Jags in your building. So that's why I'll give the Cardinals a little more credit, but you could certainly convince me that that's a game that that's a gotta have, that it'd be a huge disappointment if you don't win at home against the Cardinals in December.
I mean, you know, looking at the rest of the schedule, there aren't a lot of gimmies to me.
No, I mean, Texans. I think those are the only ones.
I think those might be the only gimmies. I mean, even looking, you know, I'm looking here through the schedule. I mean, yeah, like Tampa Bay won their division last year. That's week two. You got the Rams in week one.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, like there's not a lot of gimme. And I mean, that's what happens when you have a first place schedule.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of, you're probably not going to have a lot of gimmies on there.
It is a tough schedule. So as we go along on this exercise, what games would you cross off already that you look at and say, nah, those are scheduled losses. Texans aren't going to win those games. Put those in the loss column already.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Chiefs, Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I just still don't think they're quite there yet.
I'm with you.
So now, we've seen them compete with the Chiefs, but the Ravens have just been, it's been tough with the Ravens for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
It's been just a struggle against the Ravens for whatever reason, just matchup-wise. They don't match up well with the Ravens. Those are two of the games that, you know, with Bijani, I picked them to lose. I think Bijani picked them to win those games, you know, hoping a little bit there, a little bit of hope and a prayer there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's hard for me to say that they're going to win those games. It's just tough.
Yeah, well, we've never seen them even compete with the Ravens.
That's the thing. They get blown out by the Ravens. At least they are in some of these games with the Chiefs. Say that. Yeah. They're close with the Chiefs. But
yeah, but in this particular instance, it's in Kansas City.
And that's going to be tough.
Night game in December. It's a tough spot.
So that's prime time.
Yeah.
Right?
If you had them in Houston, I'd give you a chip chair and a chance.
A little different, yeah.
Night game in Kansas City in December. It's a tough spot to go in there. Yeah, primetime game. Mahomes does not lose a lot of those primetime games at home. So those are the only two for me, which is good. It's only two, but that also speaks to something we mentioned earlier where I think that's almost the biggest complaint I would have for the Texans is that they might win double-digit games again this year. They should win the division. But we're still not at a point 3 years in where they're ready to beat the Ravens or they're ready to beat the Chiefs. And I think that's the biggest indictment for where they are right now is that those are the teams that are standing in your way in the AFC. Those are the teams that if you ever want to reach the ultimate goal, you have to be able to not only compete with but be able to get past. And I just don't think they're there yet, just like they weren't the last couple years. I haven't seen that growth to get to that point to shorten the gap with those teams.
I just think it's part of that progression. It's growing pains, right? Now, we didn't see the Chiefs go through as long of growing pains as some other teams, but if you remember, didn't they lose that first AFC title game to the Patriots? In 2018, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, now, after that, it's just kind of been, you know, I don't want to say easy street, but they've just been rolling since then. I'm not saying the Texans are going to do exactly that, but sometimes it takes some teams a little bit longer to kind of get over that hump than others. I still think they're on the right track, though, right?
Oh, certainly they're on the right track.
They're on the right track. They're getting there. But if you have two games like this against two conference opponents, and it's just like you have no – most people think you have no chance. Now, obviously, they think they have a chance, and they should. They're out there competing. We're not out there. Now, if they get one of these wins, will that change your complete outlook on
– Yeah, absolutely. If they can beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, then it's like, okay, maybe they can go win the AFC this year. If they finally beat the Ravens, I think that shows a lot of growth and development because they were non-competitive last year. Yeah. And on multiple occasions with C.J. Stroud and D'Amico and this, you know, this group, they've been non-competitive with the Ravens. So, for sure.
Yeah.
Last category, and this is the most interesting one, which games are those toss-ups, those 50-50 games that you see on the schedule where those are actually the games that could really impact how this season goes?
Some people might not agree with this, but I think Denver will be one of those games. I think the Broncos will be one of those toss-up games in large part because of their defense. I mean, their defense should be pretty good this year. So, and then another one for me, a team that had a down year, but over the past, you know, 4 out of 5 have been pretty damn good is the 49ers.
Yep.
I think they will bounce back this season.
I really do.
There was so much going on with that team last year. Just a lot going on with that franchise in general. I think the Niners bounce back because they did the same thing after they played the Chiefs the first time in 2019-20 season in the Super Bowl. They came back the next year and had a down year. and then they go to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then they come back last year, have a down year. So I think they're going to bounce back.
I agree. Yeah, that's one on my list. I mean, I start right away. Week one at L.A.
The Rams, Texans, yeah. Rams are another one.
Texans are like 3.5-point underdogs in that game. That's a tough spot to go on the road, take on the Rams like that right away to start the season. And then, yes, the 49ers, you get them on a short week. Even though it's in your building, you get the Niners on a short week, having to travel back from Seattle. And I do think the Niners will be better this year. Even that Seahawks game, you're coming off a bye, but you go to Seattle on Monday Night Football, which used to be a tough spot. They've been kind of 500 since losing Russell Wilson and you know, with Geno Smith the last couple of years, and now Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Not as tough to go in there, but that's still an interesting one. And then just two more. Obviously, I have a bunch of these. I think there's a lot of these games that could go either way that will dictate the season. I think the Bills, short week.
Now, I picked them to Thursday. Beat the Bills. When we did our picking, I picked them to beat the Bills.
It's definitely a winnable game. I could see them.
Because they've beaten them before.
Yeah, but I think that's one that probably lingers with Josh Allen. That was such an embarrassing performance for him last year. You know they're going to seek revenge. And you get them on a short week, which is also tough. I know it's in your building.
Yeah.
And they have to travel. But Thursday night's a little bit of a tougher spot. And then the last one is the Chargers in the penultimate game, where I'm a Harbaugh guy. And I think the Chargers are going to be better this year. I think they're going to be a good team. And you get them, you know, week 17 on the road, that could be a big game for the AFC, just even playoff seeding with those two teams. So those are the ones for me that really are the most interesting games. And depending on how you do in those games, that will dictate how the season actually goes for the Texans. Hey, this is the time each and every day here on In the Loop where we have Figgy's mixtape. Now, Figgy's not in today. Colin is instead. Colin, you've been mixing something up back there. What do we got?
The thing is, though, we had this discussion, and we either want to do something like athletes that serve in wartime, and you know, there's a cool story about a very well known baseball player that no one knows about. Maybe we'll get to that, or maybe y'all will quiz me on my college Division I college athlete mascots, because y'all been kind of quizzing me on and off over there. So, but hey. How about we do a little bit of both? Why not? Yeah, it's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
You know what time it is here on In the Loop. Sometime around this time, 1:20 or so, it is Figgy's Mixtape, Sports Radio 610. You can always listen in on YouTube, Twitch, and on the free Odyssey app, I may add, along with Chris Parti and Luke Morrow, filling in for John Lopez and Reggie Adatula. Let's get into it. We're going to do a little bit of a mixed one today. I was going to go one direction, but I kind of wanted to make this its own thing, and then later on the guys are going to quiz me, I guess, on my college athletes. How confident are y'all in that, in me?
You talking about on the mascots?
Yes.
I'm ready for that.
Oh, man.
I got some good ones for you, dog.
Good ones for me?
Gotcha.
I told you, they better be D1. And folks, I'm just going to be disclaimer. Sometimes I fold under the pressure.
Oh, boy.
Now, you know your stuff, man. Don't sell yourself short.
Okay, yeah.
I have faith in you.
Okay.
All
that's
right?
All I needed.
I got faith in you.
All right. So we were talking about Memorial Day. And folks, let's please not forget, as Luke has preference over the show, the reason why we have Memorial Day to honor those that have made the greatest sacrifice for the United States of America. I've had family that served. I'm Just a funny story. My great grandpa actually lied about his age to go to into the United States Navy in the before World War II. Yeah. The United States was involved in World War II, and he just so happened to be at Pearl Harbor when it was attacked. So thankfully he lived through it. But you know, it's just
how old was he?
I believe I was told he was either 16 or 17.
That's what I was thinking. If he lied, yeah.
Wow. Props.
That's wild.
Him. Yeah. That's
wild.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Jordan Hudson. When you're gonna lie about your age, do something good with it instead of
leave Jordan alone. Yeah,
dating on. All right, no, let's. Okay, so we were thinking about this segment between me and Chris Partee. What we want to do, and I was gonna go, you know, do a whole Memorial Day kind of deal, like athletes that serve in World War II. I mean, we all know the ones like Bob Feller, Ted Williams, and all other guys, but. This one I did not know, and I wanted to keep it as its own thing because this is just very interesting. Because Chris, you didn't know about this. Luke, I'm sure you didn't know about this. Even Sean Pendergast, whenever he came in to talk, he didn't know this.
Yeah.
So Yogi Berra, you know, one of the all-time great catchers, one of the all-time great Yankees. He actually was at the D-Day landings. So wow. On NavalMemorial.org, it reads, and I quote. On this 76th anniversary of D-Day operation, blah, 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 blah. Before Yogi was called up to catch in the majors in 1946, because he had one season in the minors already under his book at this time. He'll catch more into that later. He had already led an admiral career as a Navy gunner's mate. In 1943, Yogi turned 18, and America's involvement in World War II was going on 2 years. By that time, Yogi was playing for the Yankees minor league team in Norfolk when he received notification that he would be drafted. When his team played against the Navy team stationed at the Navy base in Norfolk, a base commander encouraged him to join the Navy where he might be able to continue to play baseball for the base. Yogi did join the Navy, but his call to play at Norfolk never came. Instead, after completing basic training, Yogi volunteered for what he was told... was a secret mission.
Ooh.
Now, if I don't know if a lot of people know this, but it was kept under wraps, D-Day was. And, like, they didn't want anybody knowing. And he was told a secret mission. This mission was to serve on board a rocket boat in support of the first offensive waves of the Allied invasion of Normandy. So, yeah. He landed at Utah Beach, it says. And he actually got hurt in the instance. He got shot. It's implying.
Damn.
Yeah, he was injured by German gunfire, and I can pull this up. According to baseballsgreatestsacrifice.com, he was wounded in the left hand at this time, a wound that entitled him to a Purple Heart, but he refused it at the time because he didn't want to worry his mother with the news back home. Berra put in for the Purple Heart, though, after he returned home.
Salute.
Badass.
Absolutely. To Yogi there, man. Hey, that's... Sure.
Did y'all know... But for
no, real, I didn't know about none of that.
I wonder how many people knew this, because I think this is like...
I don't think a lot of people... I mean, like you said, Sean didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That you found... Like, you found a hidden gem there.
Yeah.
Of a stat. Not a stat, but you know what... Of a story, I should say.
But I kind of like this story in a way, because, you know, it's a good... story for Veterans Day. It's a good story for Memorial Day, because
it's a good story in general.
Yeah,
first off, it's
like these are, I mean, it's the sacrifice. You know, like
yeah.
We probably couldn't have a Yogi Berra this day.
Didn't you say he got shot
in the left hand? It says on baseballsgreatestsacrifice.com. I mean, so
that bullet could have easily gone somewhere else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So yeah, definitely a sacrifice.
Or even just, you know, you think of an athlete and a catcher. In his case.
Yeah.
But to deal with that, like Ricky Pearsall for the 49ers got shot and then he returned to play in the NFL this year. But even just like coming back from that sort of injury, I mean, that could be a career alter. Forget, you know, career.
Life altering.
Yeah, for sure. And that was before he even debuted in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. So Yogi Berra had this experience and then comes back from the war and from getting shot and still has a Hall of Fame career and wins, you know, however many MVP awards. And
is an all-time legend.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell people about that because I didn't know that. And, you know, again, just don't forget what we celebrate this holiday for. There's some that make it back and there are others that unfortunately Don't. For sure. So don't ever forget.
It is crazy to think back to that time from a sports perspective and think of the guys, the greatest athletes we had in our country who had to pause their careers and go fight in a war. And then also just like what that means for their career. Like, for example, Willie Mays missed almost two seasons because of his military service. And then he came back, and his first year, he led the league in hitting at 345. Man. He went to spring training the day after he returned from, you know, being deployed. Yeah. And then he just goes out and he hits 345, right?
Like Ted Williams. It's nothing.
Right. Ted Williams comes back and, you know, continues to hit 400. It's just crazy what these guys were able to do, both in terms of being those heroes in the military in the war, and then still coming back and having these legendary athletic careers. It's just, it's crazy.
They're heroes on multiple fronts.
For sure.
Not just on the field or on the diamond, you know, court, whatever it may be, but also just heroes to the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. That is wild. It's wild to hear those stories.
All right. It's to wrap up Figgy's mixtape call. Neil here filling in for Figgy on Sports Rail 6 and on the Steel Wheels.
That's yes. Right.
Chris Partee and Luke Morrow in for John Lopez, Reginald Altua. I definitely butchered that because my tongue got a little twisted there.
All
trying
right.
to say everything really quick. But, you know, we were also sitting there after in the discussion, and I asked Luke, like, hey, where'd you graduate? And then you said Quinnipiac, and I said, go Bobcats. And y'all both looked at me like, whoa.
You got that.
And that was impressive.
That was impressive.
Yeah, and just to end it real quick, how about y'all, I'm probably going to regret this, but why don't y'all go ahead and quiz me on some D1 teams?
Oh, calling his shot.
Calling the shot. You want to go first, Luke? You got one? Or
I don't.
Okay.
I have. Trying to cook something up over there.
I have a couple here.
Okay.
I gotta find it again now because I was scrolling. All right. Let's go. We'll go to the Sun Belt Conference.
Here. Sun Belt? Okay.
Sun Belt Conference. Arkansas State.
They're the Wolves, right?
Red Wolves.
Yeah, Red Wolves.
But you got it. You're in the right
path. I call them the Wolves for short, but the Red Wolves, they're red and black. They have that's a badass logo they got there, though.
I like it. It is a nice logo.
Yeah, all the cool kids know them only as Wolves.
As the Wolves. Just like the T-Wolves or the Wolves. Same thing. All right, let's see what else we got here for you. What else we got here? All right. Let me see.
I'm really concerned about Luke over there. He's like,
yeah, because Luke is over there searching. All right.
He is plotting in silence over there.
let's go Conference USA here.
Okay.
All right.
Is that
still D1?
That's in your wheelhouse?
Is that still in your wheelhouse? Okay.
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse, yeah.
All right. Kennesaw State.
Go Owls, baby.
Oh, hey.
I graduated Sam Houston, baby.
Okay,
Bearcats are in Conference USA.
Let's go. That's true. That probably was a little too easy for you.
Yes, it was. I just didn't want to say anything like
UIC.
There we go.
UIC.
University of Illinois, Chicago.
Well, that's crazy because Sam Houston had a player that entered the portal that went to UIC, and I can't. UIC. It's an animal. I know that.
You got pretty good odds.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Don't know about that.
I feel like it. I don't know that one.
Oh, just take a guess.
UIC Flames.
Flames, okay.
That would have been tough. That would have been tough.
That's a good... See, I'm always going to take opportunities, though, to learn, to try to... Because it can be a cool party trick.
I got a good one here. Did you have another one, Luke?
No.
A couple more. I got a good one here. Mid-American Conference.
Mid-American Conference, okay.
Akron,
the Zippers.
Woo! So what's that, 3 out of 4 now? I think that's 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2.5 out of 4.
It's a passing rating.
We're going to give him the Wolves.
It's a passing rating college.
Yeah. Hey, 3 out of 4. That's a C. 75%.
Yeah.
That's a C. You know, you want another one?
Sure. Why not?
You want another one? All right. Let's see. I know Luke got something cooking up over there.
UC Irvine.
Anteaters.
Hey, you know
that
what?
That's impressive.
They're a really good college baseball team. They're really good out there in the Big West.
That one I did. The other ones I would have all gotten. I had to Google it. I did not know the Anteaters.
Yeah, I would not have got that either if I didn't look up like a whole page of NCAA Division I teams here.
What was the mascot for your high school?
Spartans.
What was yours?
I don't know.
He sounds embarrassed.
Yeah.
No, why? I'm not embarrassed. It's just I don't feel like explaining what it is, but it's
just what is
a rail cat.
A who?
A rail cat.
A rail cat.
All right, well, that's at least unique. I've never heard that before.
R-A-I-L-C-A-T-S. But if you look up what it is,
is it actually a cat?
Yes.
Oh, so this is like a real thing?
Yes.
Or animal, I should say.
It's a type of cat, but like not species or whatever. It's weird.
I'm confused already.
You have to look it up.
Rail. R-E-L-L?
No, just rail.
Oh, okay. Like,
and then cats.
Gotcha.
Graduated from Robert Turner College and Career High School in Pearland ISD.
That's shout out to him.
Shout out to him. Yeah, a rail cat. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to explain that.
Exactly.
I
mean,
but you know exactly. What? It's different. I don't know a lot of other mascot rail cats, teams that have rail cat. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the first time I've heard of a rail cat.
And and it's kind of funny because, you know, we're speaking of colleges right now and how there's no sports going on. We have the lacrosse national championship between the Maryland Terrapins and the Cornell Big Red.
Didn't Bill Belichick play lacrosse in college?
I think so.
I believe he did.
I don't know.
I think he
did. Good question.
That sounds familiar to me.
He's always been a lacrosse guy. I think he might have.
I believe he did.
Do you know where he went to college?
Ooh. I've heard it before, but I forgot.
Where? Wesleyan. In Connecticut, Wesleyan University.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all know where Nick Saban went?
So did Eric Mangini.
Wait, who was it?
Nick Saban.
When you say it, I'm sure I'll remember. I don't know.
They were the worst college football team in the FBS this past season. In the MAC. Hey, give up.
Yeah.
Kent State Golden Flashes.
Mm, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but that concludes Figgy's Mixtape here on Sports Radio 610.
There you go. Way to carry the torch.
That was good, Colin. Okay. That was good.
Figgy's out.
That was good.
Anteater's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Anteater. I would never have.
You seemed very impressed by that. I was like, oh.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
A double ding right
missed
there.
Missed one. UIC Flames. Missed one, though.
Yeah.
I got to do better.
You got like 5 out of 6.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, it was good. There you go. Good party trick. ladies, he's single. I don't know, actually. I don't know. When we come back, I think people are blaming the wrong person or have been blaming. I know this is an interesting time to bring it up because the Astros just had a good weekend, but I think they're blaming the wrong person when it comes to the Astros. Plus, let's talk about that big win yesterday. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you from all of us at Sports Radio 610. In for In the Loop, here's Luke Morrow and Chris Partee.
Putting a bow on things here on In the Loop. Good to be here filling in for the fellas who will be back tomorrow, and appreciate all of you hanging with us as well here on this holiday Monday.
It's been fun as usual.
Always is. You can text the show 713-572-4610. We'll catch up with the guys in a few minutes here for Crosstalk with the drive coming up. But, oh, by the way, on the text line too, after that last segment, somebody from the 713 said we should have a contest between Colin with the mascots of schools and Reggie with the names of Arena's main sponsor. So there you go. Could do that one day.
We might have to make that happen.
How would you feel putting your skills to the test?
On stadium sponsors or
Yeah, I guess that's Reggie's thing. He knows arenas.
Yeah,
that's the sponsors of arenas very well.
That's pretty cool. But no, because whenever I went to New Orleans in past December, I kept calling it the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, but I forgot it was named to Caesars Superdome.
Yeah, it's just the Superdome.
By the way, pretty cool stadium. The press box is really interesting because it's open air. It's not closed off like the Texans press box, so it's actually open air. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, do the Texans play there?
This year?
No, just in general. Is that the Texans stadium? No? We don't care.
We don't care.
Forget that stadium. Astros are coming off what many have deemed the biggest win of the season so far. And Chris, we talked about this earlier, but Memorial Day is always that cliched day where you take stock of teams in Major League Baseball. And so maybe the timing was fitting where you win 3 out of 4against the Mariners. You get within a game and a half here as their idol on Memorial Day. But currently, 28-25, game and a half out of first, on pace for 86 victories. We've reached that cliched Memorial Day date. How are you feeling about the Astros now compared to when the season started?
I mean, again, still, like I said earlier, still feeling pretty good. I mean, yeah, there have been some struggles. Definitely offensively, you had injuries on the pitching staff. But I think I mentioned it a couple segments ago. They're getting by right now. Almost in the same way that the rest of the AL seems to be getting by. No one's running away with this division anytime soon. You just beat the Mariners 3 out of 4. You got to feel great about that. You're hoping that that walk-off home run by Christian Walker can be kind of the catalyst to him getting on track as far as hitting. I don't feel bad about the Astros right now. So I feel pretty good. At this point.
By the way, the Astros do have the best run differential in division, better than the Mariners.
Yeah.
You know, they're leading the season series so far. With the Mariners, obviously just took 3 out of 4 this weekend, which was big, too, because of what you got with the Christian Walker walk-off. And then also with the pitching, you didn't have – it's not like Hunter Brown pitched 3 out of 4 games, right? Yeah. You're trying to piece things together and to still be able to win 3 out of 4. You mentioned the division. Yeah, what's your outlook on the – now that we've gotten to this, again, tentpole, this Memorial Day, what's your outlook on the AL West? Because – admittedly, I actually like the Texas Rangers a lot heading into this season, like on paper. They're under 500. The Mariners have been better than I thought. They made no changes offensively other than Edgar Martinez and yet have had a little more success this year. For the time being, they're in first place. Even the Angels were a little more of a surprise early in the season. The A's, before these last 2 weeks, are playing pretty good baseball. I don't think we have to worry about the Angels and A's long term.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. But what's your outlook now after, you know, a third of the season on the AL West?
Well, I kind of feel like you mentioned the Angels there. I kind of feel like everyone expected and expects the Angels to come back down to earth. It's like they were kind of like playing above their heads. And mm-hmm. I think we're seeing that now. They're kind of coming back to the pack a little bit. If I had to pick right now, you know, I would give the Astros the division. I know you said you had them at 88 wins and they're kind of...
Yeah, before the season, yeah.
Before the season and they're kind of pegged, I think, at 86.
They're on pace right now.
On pace for 86, yeah. I think 88 can win the division. I think they're right there and I think they will because here's the thing about the Mariners. You know, by August, they're probably going to be in a case where, looking at September, they're probably out of it by then because this is usually what happens with the Mariners.
Yeah.
They'll start strong. They just can't keep it going for the most part.
Which is interesting in that if you think back, you mentioned the Angels and waiting for them to fall back to earth. The way they started the season and then they came into Houston, I mean, it was like the second week of the season. It was so early in the year.
Yeah.
But still, they were off to a hot start. And in that first game, you know, the Astros beat them 14-3. And then they won that series. And they put the Angels kind of in their place. And then that's what I said earlier in our very first segment today of the Mariners. You know, the Mariners come into Houston in first place and with this nice lead and all that sort of stuff. And then you win 3 out of 4 without even your best pitchers going. And same idea, kind of, you know, Figgy was here. He always talks about the Astros being that boogeyman. And Figgy's concern was they don't really have that boogeyman feel this year.
This year, okay.
But then you look at what they've done in the division. Again, just those two examples. They kind of set the Angels straight early on in the season. And now the Mariners. And it's like, okay, you know what? As good of a start as the Mariners got off to, this is still the Astros. The division still runs through Houston, it seems.
It's almost like he's saying they're the bully of the division. It's like, okay, these other teams are tough against everyone else, But when the Astros come around, you know what's up. That's kind of how I take that. What you're saying, Figgy said, with them being the boogeyman.
Yeah, with the boogeyman.
It's like, you know they're going to be there in the end. No matter how much they may struggle at certain points of the season, the Astros are going to be there at the end.
Yeah, right. Just like, you know, Michael Myers.
Yeah. Just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of him.
He got decapitated in one of them, and then he's back.
And he's back again. Yeah, exactly.
Because it turned out it wasn't actually him. They changed it.
There's always a loophole.
That's right, yeah.
Something happens.
Yeah, I guess the Astros are that loophole. What would be your greatest concern? We're a third of the way through the season. You look at the Astros right now being led by, you know, Peña and Myers offensively. You have injuries in the starting rotation, which could trickle into the bullpen, which has been such a strength. We'll see. And then defensively, I know there was a lot of concern about Altuve in left field. That's been okay. You know, I think there's a concern that opponents have been running like watercolors in a rainstorm. But what's your biggest concern for the Astros moving forward?
Obviously, pitching, just kind of like you said, the piece together, piecemeal pitching. But for me, I'm going offense and the heart of the lineup that hasn't hit consistently. Now, me and Bijani talked about this last week when I was on with him, and how the bottom of the lineup, 7 through 9, even 6 through 9, has played very well. But the heart of the lineup, it's just been a struggle. Guys just aren't doing it consistently enough to, like we talked about earlier, 2-3-game winning streaks this season. Can you string together 5, 6, maybe 7 games in a row at some point? You would think they were going to have to do that eventually to really get on track. We haven't seen it yet, and part of that is because they're not hitting consistently.
Well, we'll see if we see it this week. A's, Rays in Houston, then you go to Pittsburgh. Hopefully avoid Paul Skenes. I haven't done actually, it looks like he is projected to pitch the middle game. Okay. But that's, you know, 10 days down the road.
Yeah.
And then even after Cleveland, you get Chicago here in Houston, the White Sox, that is. So you have an opportunity here to really stack some wins, stack some series. You get the A's and the Angels next month coming up after just finishing this 17-game stretch. So 17 games in 17 days. So we'll see what the next 2 weeks hold.
Yeah.
You reference Bijani. They've been sitting here patiently waiting.
In the building.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Happy Memorial Day weekend, fellas.
Yeah. Good to see you guys. Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. As we say hello to the fellas of Area 45 out in the daylight today, filling in on the drive this afternoon. Sean Bijani, Patrick Creighton.
Guys in this room, hardworking. We work for a living. Guys not in this room, lazy
asses.
I'll sign up on that.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Payne and Pendergast, the only two full-timers that work today at all.
We were just talking about that, man. Yeah. Always grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they stuck around with us for like an extra 5 minutes.
They did,
Question of the day. I said, I figured you guys would want to be running out of here. Right? Appreciate you hanging out.
Literally all of the part-timers are in two collective rooms, so some show has to sacrifice. Some show has to sacrifice on these holidays. Yeah.
That's right. Hey, would
it
you,
happens.
Would you qualify? Would you call yesterday's win the biggest of the Astros season so far?
The biggest?
I'd say biggest for Christian Walker.
Yeah.
Who's now 5 for his last 9 and coming off a couple of games where he was making 106-mile-per-hour outs.
Mm-hmm.
Now those balls are starting to fall. He had a couple of singles the other day that weren't real hard hit, but they dropped. And, you know, when you're making really loud outs and get nothing for it, and you're already slumping, so it's like, okay, what do I got to do to get out of this?
Discouraging.
You get a couple of softies that just kind of help you reset the plate a little bit, and now he's looking a little more comfortable. He's seen the ball really well the last 2 days. He's been thumping the last 2 days. This hopefully is a turning point for him, and as maybe one of the few voices in this city telling people just be patient with Christian Walker. You have to remember, he missed the last 3 weeks of spring training with an oblique injury that probably should have cost him 6 weeks. But the rush to get him on the field, because we have to show off our new pricey toy that we went and bought, and he didn't really get, what did he have, like 6 at-bats in the like when they go off to the side, not really spring training games, but they're just doing like sim games like off to the side. He had like 6 at-bats, and then boom, he's in the opening day lineup. Mm. The reality is he shouldn't have been in the opening day lineup, but at that time, the Astros did not trust Zach DiZenzo to be playing first base for a month.
He probably pushed the envelope too himself.
Well, like, sure if you he did. Guys wants to play.
Lines, yeah, he wants to play.
But yeah, if you read between the lines and what he's literally said to Chandler Rome and other reporters over the last couple of weeks is this guy's clearly put a lot of pressure on himself because of the contract, mm-hmm. because of, you know, the position that he, you know, signed on to play with the Astros. And I think it's a good question. I'll say it was the biggest for Christian Walker, and I think it has to be the biggest for the Astros, right? This was the biggest series of the season so far. You're playing the team that's directly in front of you in the standings. 4 games. You've only had 2 4-game series all year, and you won this one 3-1 after splitting one. I think it was with Toronto a few weeks back, but I would say, you know, for whatever it means, as we're, what, Memorial Day? How many games into the season are we? Like 49, 50 games, whatever?
Right around there.
53 games.
53 games. Yeah. Okay, still a lot of baseball to be played, but it's the biggest series of the season to this point, and you won it 3-1, and you ate up a little ground on them, so it's huge.
Another guy this series was really big for was Brian King, because the Astros had to get through the pen lit yesterday without Josh Hader, without Brian Abreu, because for like I don't quite understand why Joe did this, but three games ago,
it's Friday
Abreu
night,
came right. in. That's the game Abreu blew. We give the double and the home run, but then he leaves him in for another inning, and he throws like 27 pitches. Then he brings him right back out the next day, and he got the job done, but he threw another 23 pitches. You burned him, and then you. Because you brought in, and I talked about this with you the other day, don't bring your closer in to a game that is not a save situation, because when you're going to have save situations, you are going to burn him.
Yeah.
Well, Joe brought him in 3 days ago in a non-save situation. Again, there were downs. No reason to bring him in. They had Forrest Whitley up in the pen, warmed up and ready to go. Used him 2 days ago when they needed him, and then yesterday they needed him, not available. Manager screwed that one up. I like Joe. I think Joe does a good job 98% of the time. But sometimes his one bugaboo is how he uses the pen. And the pen almost cost him yesterday. It didn't, because Brian King has pitched like a badass this year.
Yeah.
He got an up-down. He went an inning and a third to save that game. Oh, well, actually, wound up getting the win. But he locked that game down in the late innings yesterday. And, you know, without Hader, without Abreu, you already DFA'd Taylor Scott, who was kind of your seventh-inning guy coming into the season, that he stepped up in that spot and validated his manager's trust in him. I think that's a huge game for Brian King.
By the way, just getting back to Christian Walker, at home this year, 257 average, 760 OPS, really in line with his career numbers, right? He just hasn't been very good on the road. He's been serviceable for sure.
It's where the rubber hits the road right there.
Oh, pun intended. Very good.
You know, you take a look at what Walker's doing right now. Take a look at what Alex Bregman was doing about this time last year. And then look where Breggy finished. Walker's going to finish in that 265 range with 25-30 homers and 85 RBI. He's just going to get it all, you know, basically going from June forward.
Yeah.
And if that's when he's going to hit, okay.
But I think everyone will take that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to keep this in mind, too. Right now, 60% of the Astros starting rotation on the opening day, they're all in the IL. All right? You've been down your best hitter who played hurt all year. You've been down your best hitter for 3.5 weeks. Because nobody in this division is really all that good. The coffee sippers are always going to be the coffee sippers because their owner is a cheap ass. The GM's got a hand tied behind his back. They're never going to go all in. They're a terrible offensive team. They're great pitching, but they're a lousy offensive team. And you want to talk about a team that finds a way to make errors in the worst freaking times. I mean, the Mariners, for a team that pitches as well as they do, that their defense is so bad. Like, this is why the Astros, no matter who it is in the division, one team in the division has beaten the Astros in the playoffs one time in a decade. And that's the Junk Grabbers, in a year where every single player on their team had a career year. And since then, they've been ass.
Roids.
They've been straight ass.
It's fact.
The Astros.
Have you seen Adolith Garcia's head? Come on.
Come on. The pitching is top of the league. The defense is top of the league, even though they are now 60% of their rotation is rookies and a guy who hasn't pitched in 2.5 years. Their bullpen, look at how many young, untested guys. They went with Sean Dubin, Caleb Ort, and Brian King yesterday. Outside of Houston, nobody knows who those guys are.
They're badass.
And they went out there, you know what? They punched out 6 guys in 4 innings. And they gave up 1 walk. That's from the middle. Like, the middle relief did that in leverage innings against the division leader. The Mariners don't have that.
No, the junk grabbers don't have that.
No. Okay? The drug dealers in L.A., they sure as hell don't have that. All right, and the homeless ass, they lost 9 straight games and almost did an entire flip of their roster. They got rid of 5 guys and called up 5 rookies in May.
Yeah.
Because they're the homeless ass.
But everything you just spoke to there is why I don't think it's time for fans to panic. And you should feel like the Astros are in a good spot right now.
Yeah,
just
I agree.
Get the hitting on track.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.